Welcome to new live streaming. We are here again with a new live video. Today we're gonna be talking about loving knowledge. I'm gonna be going to the Bible, trying to read like a little bit. And the text I bring today does the Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. That's a very deep text about the Bible. And the Bible is talking about like love instruction. With the Bible, Proverbs 12, chapter 1, I mean, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, which says, "Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but who hates corrections is stupid. And a good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn." So he's talking about two different people, two different persons. One who loves instructions. The Bible said like he loves knowledge. Who loves instruction, loves knowledge. But who hate correction, the Bible says he's stupid. This is kind of like a really tough word. But this verse, this version of the King James, that's the version who says stupid. And but the verse 2 says, "A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn." And something we need to understand about is like we talk about knowledge, we talk about knowing something, we talk about like have a kind like a, you know, have how can I say, have an idea about something. But you know, something happened, like, or sometimes it happens in our life. It's like we think reading a lot of Bible, reading a lot of books, we're gonna get knowledge. Yeah, we're gonna get knowledge, but we talk about like our faith. We talk about like be a Christian, we talk about be a believer, be a disciple of Jesus Christ, everything changed. Because if we are like a kind of person who read a lot of books about different, like, you know, different people, different persons, and we don't know what's the background of these people, was the thinking of the faith, the thinking about the doctrine, you know, the way they think about some specific things that are very important to have a relationship with God. Because we go to the church itself. We see like a lot of like a denomination. They have like a lot of like a thinking, a lot of like a rules, a lot of like a ways to do things, and some that are very similar to each other, but others that are very different. And there's like a different line of preaching. And some people talking most about, you know, the hell, talk about like to do everything right to be able to go to heaven, and so the people is preaching about, you know, material things, about money, I got a blessing, about what they're gonna get as your child of God. And that line is kind of like a little bit dangerous, because they compare, you know, the relationship that everybody has through the money they have. And that's something wrong. That's why we need to be careful about like what kind of books we read. Because we need to, at the beginning, we need to know like we need to have our own base. We need to have our own, you know, our basis. What we believe. We need to have our own identity. Who we are in God. And what the Bible says, who love instructions, love knowledge. But it says, who love instructions, love knowledge. It's kind of like if you love the instruction of God, and then you're gonna love knowledge, because the knowledge you're gonna get by following the instructions of God, they're gonna bring you to, you know, for to blessing. But the Bible said at the same time, like, "Abu who hates correction is stupid." And why he says that? He said that because some people, they don't wanna be corrected. They don't like to follow instruction. They don't like to be, you know, following rules. Because some people think like to be free, like a freedom is about to do everything we want. That's not true. Freedom is to do whatever we can do under the love, under, you know, the knowledge of what's good and what's bad. We cannot do everything, because some things we do, we are able to do, they're no blessing to us. They're no benefit to us. So we need to be careful about what things we do. And the verse 2 says, like a good man obtain favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intention, he will condemn. So we need to be careful about what we think. We need to be careful about what we feel. We need to be careful about what we really want in our life. And that's something very important. Why? Because sometimes we think like we want something specific. And sometimes we think too much about it. We are desperate too much about we want those things. But we need to be careful about if that's something going to be benefit for us or not. That's why the Bible said like, whoever loves instruction, loves the knowledge. But it's talking about the knowledge of God. It's talking about the knowledge to do the right thing. It's about the knowledge to do everything we need to do to go straight, to go forward, you know, to the goal, what the goal is, salvation. But we need to love instructions. To be able to get a favor from God, we gotta be good men, good people, good children. The way we can be able to get where we need. The Bible said like we need something, we want something as God. And we give everything we ask. But we need to know how to ask. We need to know what things we need to do to be able to have the favor, to be able to have the okay of God. But we need to be careful about what we think, who really are, and what we really are. Because sometimes, like, we think we are a specific way, but our acts, the things we do, is showing something different. To be able to be close to God, to be able to do the right things, we need to love instruction. So this is the reflection for today, the small reflection. I have been blessed to you and asked to share this video, and that's the case. And I'll see you next Sunday at the same time. Today I have some issues in the morning, so that's why I started a little bit late, the video, the streaming. So see you next time, and God bless you.